the door for her today, so I'm feeling pretty good on this Monday. How are you?
Thanks, Tony.
we appreciate you being here with us. Now, we want to make it clear. It's quite clear, I think, that people know that KI Technology Group is a fine sponsor of our show. As a matter of fact, they take care of all of our tech needs here in studio as well as at home. But the reason Linda comes here every week is we want to help businesses perform better, especially when they have questions or concerns, or we're just trying to provide knowledge about how to run your business better, how to have more time to sell and work with your customer as opposed to worrying about IT. So that's why we drag her in here every morning.
I haven't noticed you dragging
her. Well, exactly. All right, you're not kicking and screaming. Now, there's something I want to talk to you about. I always learn a lot when we chat. I want to talk about ROI. What's ROI?
Well, that stands for return on investment.
And when folks are trying to determine the true cost, because they got to pay for IT. They got to pay for IT upgrades. And you don't believe necessarily that investing, you don't invest in technology, do you?
No, not exactly. It's not like paying for advertising, for example, where you spend a certain amount of money and you get some number of new customers based on the money you spend. And
we
you know
hope.
How much you know how much those customers are worth over the lifetime. And so you can say, you know, well, I invested $500 or $1,000 in this advertising and I got $12,000 back and calculated return on investment. Investing in technology doesn't exactly work that way. You don't always make money off of the fact that your staff each has a computer.
Now, you write that it can be easily argued that technology does provide a return on your money.
Well, it does. Certainly, if you did not have computers and you had to do everything by hand, if you had to type letters on a typewriter and retype them if you found a mistake, that would take a lot more time. And so that would cost you a lot more money than if you didn't have technology.
But the reality is that your bank account is going to be a bit lighter after you install a new upgrade or technology. How do you know that the IT upgrade or project is worth the cash?
Well, what you have to look at is the total cost of ownership for your technology. So it's not just what you spend when you first purchase a new computer or a server or whatever it is. It's what is it costing you day in, day out. So if you have old computers, you're spending some money maintaining those. You may be paying a penalty because they're not as fast as newer equipment could be. So it may be that your employees are spending more time doing the things that they do on their equipment. And if you replace it, it's going to cost you some money up front. But you will see some benefits to that. So it will lower the cost of actually doing the work and hopefully reduce your maintenance costs.
You use the example that the price of a car isn't the only cost of owning the car.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to put gas in it. Hopefully you change the oil and have regular checkups done. And there's a cost associated with all of those.
And the same principle applies in IT.
Right.
Why do we ignore that?
I think a lot of times people don't want to think about that, for one thing. And when you get into some of the soft costs, those are sometimes really hard to evaluate. How much more will you be able to get done with the same people if you replace your desktops with ones that are newer and faster? That's a hard thing to measure sometimes.
But people need to do what they do with the rest of their budget when they're running a business. You got to put some money in there for IT, don't you?
You do. You do. And small business owners particularly like to sort of just assume it won't cost them anything because they've bought it. They're kind of betting that everything will run smoothly. And then when it doesn't, it's an unpleasant surprise.
You know, Linda, and I think the point we keep trying to hammer home is that whatever you can do to be more efficient and to allow you more time to service your customers is invaluable.
It is, you know, and maybe that means you can serve more customers with the same people. Maybe it means that as a business owner, you get to go home at 5:30 or 6 instead of 7:30 or 8.
And you're going to make more money.
And hopefully you're going to make more money.
We're going to make more money. If people have more questions about IT, where do they go?
They can give me a call at 333-6540 or visit our website at kitechnologygroup.com.
You've been listening to Tech Time on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320 WILS.com. KI Technology Group takes care of all of our computer needs here in studio as well as in our home office. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show.